Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes, with whole heart. Then volume 10. That's it. Otherwise, you could have stayed somewhere. You came now, you give your whole heart, right? You agree, yeah? Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Drishtavanasi Yanmama. Deva Apyasarupasya. Deva Apyasarupasya. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. I mean, with this, you chant. Look in the book. Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Drishtavanasi Yanmama. Deva Apyasya Rupasya. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Drishtavanasi Yanmama. Deva Apyasya Rupasya. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Drishtavanasi Yanmama. Deva Apyasya Rupasya. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Drishtavanasi Yanmama. Deva Apyasya Rupasya. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Somebody else from the gents? Matajis, please. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Drishtavanasi Yanmama. Deva Apyasya Rupasya. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Drishtavanasi Yanmama. Deva Apyasya Rupasya. Nityam Darshana Kankshinaha. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Sudur Darsham, very difficult to see. Idam, this. Rupam, form. Drishtavan, Drishtavanasi, as you have seen. Yat, which, Mama, of mine, Devaha, the demigods. Api, also. Asya, this. Rupasya, form. Nityam, eternally. Darshanakankshinaha, aspiring to see. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of God has said, my dear Arjuna, this form of mine you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of God said, is it? So please chant, everybody, loudly. My dear Arjuna, this form of mind you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear. In the 48th verse of this chapter, Lord Krishna concluded revealing his universal form and informed Arjuna that this form is not possible to be seen by so many pious activities, sacrifices, etc. Now here the word Sudurdarsham is used, indicating that Krishna's two-handed form is still more confidential. One may be able to see the universal form of Krishna by adding a little tinge of devotional service to various activities like penances, Vedic study and philosophical speculation. It may be possible, but without a tinge of bhakti one cannot see. That has already been explained. Still, beyond that universal form, the form of Krishna with two hands is still more difficult to see, even for demigods like Brahma or Brahma and Lord Shiva. They desire to see him, and we have evidence in Srimad Bhagavatam that when he was supposed to be in the womb of his mother, Devaki, all the demigods from heaven came to see the marvel of Krishna and they offered nice prayers to the Lord, although he was not at that time visible to them. They waited to see him. A foolish person may deride him, thinking him an ordinary person, and may offer respect not to him, but to the impersonal something within him. But these are all nonsensical postures. Krishna, in his two-armed form, is actually desired to be seen by demigods like Brahma and Shiva. How do you know? Please close the books. How do you know? Why can he say like this, Srila Prabhupada? It's a bold statement. I think it's in the purple. But can you tell me? So the statement is, Krishna in his two-armed form is actually desired to be seen by demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. How do we know? If I'm not wrong, because you want to say? Yes, thank you. You're an attentive listener. Right? When Devaki was pregnant, everybody came to look, including the demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Yes? But it was not yet visible, but they were waiting to see him. Yes? Okay, good. So, trying to read. And then, in Bhagavad Gita 9:11, it is also confirmed, Avajananti Mam Muda, Manushim Tanam Ashita. He is not visible to the foolish persons who deride him. Krishna's body, as confirmed by Brahma Samhita and confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, is completely spiritual and full of bliss and eternality. His body is never like a material body. But for some who make a study of Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita or similar Vedic scriptures, Krishna is a problem. Really? For one using a material process, Krishna is considered to be a great historical personality. For who is that? For somebody using a material process. To be a great historical personality and a very learned philosopher, but he is an ordinary man, and even though he was so powerful, he had to accept a material body. According to whom? Do you feel Krishna is like that? What does Srila Prabhupada say? What are the words used? Yeah, the material person. That's a material vision. And then ultimately, they think that the absolute truth is impersonal. Therefore, they think that from his impersonal feature, he assumed a personal feature attached to material nature. Do you follow? We're going to elaborate later. What do they think, material man? Can somebody say? Active listening. Did everybody hear that? Very good. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. They think that the absolute truth is impersonal, therefore they think that from his impersonal feature he assumed a personal form. To try to understand their idea, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to also understand their idea, so we have a clue what is not the truth. So, and we can also explain to them. Actually, there is a higher understanding. Bhameti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shadyate. As we're learning now in the Bhakti Vaibhava course, first canto, in the second chapter, text 11. So this is a materialistic calculation of the Supreme Lord. Another calculation is speculative. Those who are in search of knowledge also speculate on Krishna and consider him to be less important than the universal form of the Supreme. Thus some think, what are they thinking? That the personal form of Krishna with two hands is less important than the universal form. So many conceptions there are. Thus some think that the universal form of Krishna, which was manifested to Arjuna, is more important than his personal form. According to them, the personal form of the Supreme is something imaginary. They believe that in the ultimate issue, the absolute truth is not a person, but the transcendental process is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, to hear about Krishna from authorities. That is the actual Vedic process, and those who are actually in the Vedic line hear about Krishna from authority, and by repeated hearing about him, Krishna becomes dear. As we have several times discussed, Krishna is covered by his yoga maya potency. He is not be seen or revealed to anyone and everyone. Only by one to whom he reveals himself can he be seen. This is confirmed in Vedic literature. For one who is a surrendered soul, the absolute truth can actually be understood. The transcendental is by continuous Krishna consciousness, and by devotional service to Krishna, can have his spiritual eyes opened and can see Krishna by revelation. Who is that? His spiritual eyes. To have your spiritual eyes opened. How do we say that every day? You know, for sure, you're teaching Sanskrit, but others also know. Yeah, we're saying one verse every day, usually, which is that about opening spiritual eyes. You know. Just share. Together. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Thank you for that. So I was born in the deepest dark of ignorance, and my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, for all of us, first one and then also more so, the Diksha Guru, opened our eyes with transcendental knowledge. That's the meaning of this verse. And the last part is, therefore we offer obeisances to the spiritual master. So the last part of the purport is, the advanced demigods are always in hope. So such a revelation, opening the spiritual eyes, is possible, is not possible even for the demigods. Therefore it is difficult even for the demigods to understand Krishna. Any evidence of that the demigods have a hard time understanding Krishna? Two examples, please. Who is first? Come on, say it. We just had some nice. Okay, you say Brahma, and then another demigod. Who? What? Yes. Okay, you know for what? Why Brahma? Okay. He underestimated this cowherd boy. And then, Indra, why Indra, Sandra, you know. Why is he sometimes also not able to understand Krishna? Yeah, why? Well, how do you know, I mean? From which evidence? Oh, he tried to destroy Krishna's friends. Right. And before that? Because he did that for a reason. Who can tell? You know. Okay. Yeah. Ah. What is this? I'm Indra and I'm not getting the sacrifice. So, but he also underestimated Krishna. Oh, he's actually above me. Actually, he's my boss. Yeah, he misunderstood. Okay, good. Right, yeah, very nice. So the advanced demigods are always in hope of seeing Krishna in his two-handed form. The conclusion is that although to see the universal form of Krishna is very, very difficult and not possible for anyone and everyone, it is still more difficult to understand his personal form as Shyama Sundar. Period. So that verse reads, the Supreme Personality of God said, my dear Arjuna, this form of mine you are now seeing is very difficult to behold or to see. That's another word for to see. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear. So, okay, there's a lot of elements here in this text of today. So, first of all, even demigods sometimes they don't understand. So it's not a cheap thing to see Krishna. Every day we have opportunity to see Krishna here in this room. We can take that opportunity also. Normally it's said in the Nectar of Devotion that one of the items of devotional service is to go to the temple twice a day or once at least. For one who is a surrendered soul, we can see, he can understand. And Krishna assured this in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, Srila Prabhupada pointed out, by surrender or submission, that's the same. We mentioned it in the Bhakta program the other day. So that's the first requirement if we want to understand anything. So and here Srila Prabhupada says, hearing, by hearing, love develops. That's what he says here. Krishna becomes dear. So we may be indifferent. Indifference is a disease of the conditioned soul, right? I'm chanting holy name, but I'm not really very interested. It's called audasinya in the Nama Chintamani. Harinam Chintamani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Haridas Thakur, the two of them, don't know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote about a conversation of Haridas Thakur with somebody who didn't have a lot of faith about the glories of the holy name. That's recorded in a book, Harinam Chintamani. So there are these three big problems are pointed out for chanting holy name. I'm distracted. I'm indifferent is another problem. And I'm apathetic. I don't have so much interest. Or laziness, sorry. Apathy and indifference is in the same category. But laziness or sleep, so like lazy. So sometimes it may happen that somebody does not pronounce all the words. That's laziness, right? So that would be the first thing to overcome, making sure we speak every word. So Krishna becomes dear. The apathy, we can get rid of apathy by hearing about Krishna, hearing also the glories of the holy name. Because if we are like going through the motions of just to get it done, so would that be a good idea? Place every day, time and again, maybe 2 times a day, place my body in the temple room for several hours, but then sleeping or pretending to listen or selective listening. We have heard it so many times. We should accept the scripture as a whole. We can't pick it. How do you call it? Pick and choose. So many things we can do it wrong. But if we do it right, so then Krishna becomes dear. So that's how we can measure. Do I feel more attraction for hearing? As we have heard in the Bhakti Vibhava course, I hope everybody takes advantage of coming and studying the first canto, which is the first book Srila Prabhupada, after Easy Journey, but the first solid book he wrote. So he has compressed everything in it. So why would we not study that book? So Wednesdays and Thursdays, please don't miss and do the reading. Like tomorrow, first half of chapter 6. It's such an opportunity. So there, this is explained also. What was I saying? Sorry, just now. Yeah, we place our body every day in the temple room, huh? And our heart can become cleansed if we do that. But yeah, we were hearing in the second chapter there of this first canto that if all, whatever we do, right, because we are very busy here, hopefully, we are doing so many devotional service, but if it does not arouse attraction for hearing, then it's a waste of time, useless labor. So we were speaking today during lunch, if you work hard, but that's not enough. You should work with devotion. And that is, therefore, we're also here. So, yoga maya, please don't speak during the class. After class, you can ask me questions. So, the yoga maya is covering, this is pointed out in this verse. Yoga maya is covering, but for a purpose, to make Krishna's lila interesting. This is how Mother Yashoda can bind Krishna. But she is such a pure devotee and she loves Krishna so much. But how can she, if she knows that Krishna is God, do such a thing? Take up a stick ready to beat God. Because yoga maya is there. So there is a wonderful function of this energy. And we are covered by yoga maya or by maha maya, by illusion, when we have material desires. We can't see Krishna. This is a verse about seeing Krishna. And in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport to 15.6, he has instigated us to be fascinated, to be captivated by the information about Krishna. So he, because the verse speaks about the spiritual world, and we are maybe indifferent. So Srila Prabhupada therefore writes, don't be indifferent. Be captivated by this information. Because if you get interested like this, more than interested, captivated, fascinated, then you have the qualifications, the credits, the credentials for entering a spiritual world. Then you will be able to enter there. So, but we are, if we're not hearing, so here it is said, by hearing about Krishna, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out, please don't be distracted. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. This can be done after class. So that if we don't hear about Krishna, we won't be interested in, we won't develop this love of Krishna. We won't see him as God. We will see him as an ordinary person. That's material vision. But when we do apply ourselves to hearing about Krishna, when we do, when we don't sleep in class, so when we are really interested, we make sure we sleep before class. It's possible, right? Yes. Class is like 22 hours a day, maximum, because it's very much restricted in Radhadesh, right? After singing Radha Madhava, 8 o'clock in the morning, you have 45 minutes to cram in all the information. And then in the evening, there's not even 45 minutes for speaking. Only, like, say, today 35 minutes, because we want to do some chanting of Radha Madhava also. So that means, if you count, add 35 to 45, that's 80 minutes only. 1 hour and 10 minutes. So that means that there is still 22 hours and 50 minutes for sleeping. So, but unfortunately, sometimes devotees, they think to catch up with sleep in class. Yeah. But it's not personal. It's a common thing. But it's not the best idea. But the same thing could be like for pondering your agenda, or making a judgment of the speaker, or of the quality of the class. Yeah? Because sometimes our mind is so busy that all these things have to be done right at that time. It's called critical thinking, healthy critical attitude. Right? But we're missing the whole class and actually wasting our time, because we could have learned so much about Krishna. So this kind of hearing will be very conducive, like the wholehearted hearing, opening the heart, opening the mind. And then in this way, Krishna becomes dear, Krishna says, Srila Prabhupada says. Would we like to Krishna to become dear to us? Would we? So then we have to hear about him attentively, with an open heart. So actually it's so easy, Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada says, it is so simple you may miss it. So don't miss it. Don't miss the boat. You can go back home, back to Godhead. But the only thing is, we have to let go of our own preconceptions, misconceptions, prejudices, judgmental attitudes. So Krishna is a person. It's as simple as that, as we are persons. We are not more than God. So this is pointed out in this text. Some have this conception that he comes from the impersonal Brahman. So, but we also have all kinds of conceptions. They don't all fit in this one purport. We think that he is like a... We think maybe that God is judgmental, and that he does not like us, and that he is revengeful, and if we do something wrong, he's going to get on our case, and he will give us really a hard time. But he is not. He's just so loving. So that's the same problem. Avajananti mammuda manushim tano mashita. It's not that it does not apply to us. We also think all kinds of things about God which are not true, right? So by associating with those persons who found God, who got some idea about God, who've been practicing Krishna consciousness seriously and became mature devotees, balanced persons, who have changed, or who have been transformed by practicing Krishna consciousness, so we can also become devotees very easily. So the power of association. It was pointed out last week, right, when we were hearing from the fifth chapter of the first canto, how Narada Muni became a saint. He became a saint by hearing, especially, and serving Bhagavatas, very advanced devotees. Unfortunately, now there's almost no time, and I wanted to leave some time for questions. So then, just share with you this wonderful verse from the Mundaka Upanishad, regarding that we can't force Krishna to reveal himself to us. But when Krishna is pleased, then he will reveal himself to us. We can know Krishna then, when by service attitude and the service thereof, not only service attitude, it means you also do service, but you do that in a service attitude, not in the way of lording it over material nature, then you defeat the purpose. So that is being explained in this wonderful verse from Mundaka Upanishad. And it said, Nayam atma pravachanina labhyo Nameda sana bahuna shutena. Yam evaisha vrinutete na labias, tas yaiva atma vivrinote tanum swam. So that means that the Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, or even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. So although by hearing we can, Krishna becomes dear to us, but not revealed. I mean, you can't force it by reading a lot, nor by speaking beautifully, or by being very clever. We can't grasp Krishna by our intelligence. He's too big for that. So I hope this made some sense to you. I was saying today that this is a verse about seeing Krishna. Not everybody can see Krishna. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyascha smitatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva vishati tadanantara. Two times. Bhaktya. We can see him with bhakti. And even demigods have misconceptions. So what to speak about us? It's logical that we will have so many misconceptions and it will take time. But by hearing about Krishna, Krishna will become dear to us. Thank you for listening patiently. Are there any questions or comments? You think, yeah. Are you asking me to explain how they come to such a theory? Well, you have to ask them. I mean, because there are so many conceptions in the world. Where they come from, it's very hard to grasp. It doesn't make sense to you, right? Yeah. Well, we know that he is the Brahma Jyoti is one aspect. So they have a point. But it's not the highest aspect of God. That's clear to us, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, it's problematic for us now. Now we know too much. Now that we know so much, we can't relate to such a theory anymore. Right? I don't know. Yeah, the point is he does not take one form. Keep it brief. What's the point? So Mark and then Arjun? One moment, he was first and then you. Can everybody hear, by the way? Okay, they say everything is illusion. Okay, you try to understand where it comes from. And then also the universal form, some consider that one supreme. Just like pantheism is similar to that. But that you see God everywhere, where everything is God. And they try to make everything relative, right? Because then they can do whatever nonsense they like also, right? Or that's at least it's a consequence. I'm not saying that they do it on purpose, but if you make everything relative, wow, then I can do whatever I like, right? So sometimes, maybe also for us, we should also look in ourselves, be introspective. Maybe it's sometimes hard to accept something absolute, but it's helpful, right? For ultimate justice. This is probably the biggest problem for any people who is open to spiritualism, but then when it comes to accepting the suffering, what is the meaning of suffering? So when that's not properly explained, and even when we know, then to accept is another thing. Yeah. So that's maybe a challenge, right? But it's good, yes?
Can I ask you to give a definition of personality? And what is the essence of personality? Where it can be secured?
Yeah, a person, as we have experience of a person, to keep it simple, but I could prepare some research and to consult several dictionaries, but just what language means with person, personality, like an individual person, to make it more strong. Uniqueness, yeah. Yeah, well, that's a definition. Well, this is a language matter, I think. We can keep, maybe. But if you like, we could do a topical class on the person, what it means to be a person. but for now, are there any more things related to today's class? Any pressing doubts? Because doubts have to be cleared. Take advantage. If there is something about what was said today that challenges you, why don't you voice it? Yes? Well, this we're not going to talk now. Also, time for bhajans is there, but maybe is anything more related to the class, Mark? Maybe you have some points. Yeah. Okay, so this enthusiasm for hearing is going to what? It will make Krishna dear to us. Right? So that's how you go back home, back to God. By hearing about Krishna sufficiently. I think it's in the same purport, but more elaborately explained in Bhagavad Gita 15:6. So thank you. If you come to class, be enthusiastic, please. Thank you very much for listening. Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go up and Hari Hari Bo.